Random House Audio presents The Arsonist, written and read by Sue Miller. 1. Later, Frankie would remember the car speeding past in the dark as she stood at the edge of the old dirt road. She would remember that she'd been aware of the smell of smoke for a while. Someone having a fire, she had assumed then. And that would turn out to be correct, though not in the way she was imagining it. She had the quick thought, briefly entertained amid the other rushing thoughts that were moving through her tired brain, that it was odd for someone to be doing this, having a fire this late, or this early, on an already warm summer night. But in the moment, she didn't go beyond her quick assumption, her fleeting thought. She smelled the smoke, she saw the car approaching, and she got quickly out of the road, stepping first into the ditch that ran alongside it, and then, because it was night and she worried that the driver might not see her in the dark, onto the scrubby bank, pulling herself up between two trees that stood there. By the time she turned around to face the road again, the car had passed her. She stood for a moment, watching as the wink of the red taillights disappeared behind a rise in the road, appeared again, dropped from sight, and appeared once more, and then was gone. The car's sound fading into nothing, until the rustle and odd croak of the night. She'd been walking for more than an hour by then, awash in memories and images of the life she'd just left behind. She'd waked, as she'd known she would, at about 1:30, and in her jet lag and confusion, she didn't know where she was, or even, for just a second or two, who she was.